whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast, and here's your host, Lita.
Hello, and welcome to the WoW Challenges Podcast. This is episode 356, Saturday, March 30th, 2024, or Easter Sunday, if you're here in Aussie land or those parts. So, hi, my name is Lita. Happy Easter for those that celebrate. If you don't, happy Saturday, Sunday, wherever you are in the world. How's everyone doing? It's been a while. I've been on holidays, vacation, as most of you guys would know. Let me just change my video just a tad. I made it worse. Of course I did. I had everything set up. I checked everything yesterday. Everything worked. Shut the computer down to sleep. I don't turn it off. I shut it down to sleep. Everything's wrong. Anyway, so yes, how is everyone doing? Chat room, good morning, good evening, good afternoon, depending on where you are. So, good morning to Chris, Fair, to you both. Dave, I better not discriminate. Sorry, Dave, to Dave as well. Good morning, guys. Thank you for joining me. I'm not sure if anyone else is here, but we appreciate you being here and hanging out with me. It's very sweet of you to give some of your time. I have had a very busy vacation. It was nice to have some time off, so I appreciate being able to do that. I had my husband's birthday, mum's birthday, my boss's birthday. We've had a couple of, on a sad note, we've had a couple of my parents' friends pass away. So dealing with that, everyone's okay, but it's just been getting them up. Had to go up to Gympie for a funeral, and you know, so it's been very busy. In between all of that, I've just been trying to catch up on stuff with home. I didn't get to play as much WoW as I would have liked. There's that. But at the same stage, I've been able to, you know, sort my parents out with doctor's appointments, specialists, hospital stuff. So it has been very busy here, and in between all of that, I wasn't well I wasn't very well for my third week going into my fourth week. So just really off the body has been a little bit of pain in the neck, but you know, you get that. So yeah, but we're back. So my thought is that we will go back to kind of the fortnightly, which will just give me a little bit of a buffer. I start back at work on Tuesday, so that's another whole kettle of fish. That's there's a lot of shit going down with work, so you know, so we will just play things by ears, but at this stage I think we'll just stick with the fortnightly. Okay, I'll let you know if there's anything different from that. So yeah, we got this, absolutely. I would like to go back to weekly, but I'm still not well. Like, I'm just dealing with my own stuff, and it's just, I'm hoping that the fortnightly just gives me that bit of a buffer. So yeah. So I'm sure you guys all understand. I hope you do. But anyway, so that's the life update in a nutshell. Really, over the past month, I would say. On another note, Fair, thank you very much for your sub. Thank you. Subscribed for, where was it? Hang on, let me go back. Fair, you've been subscribed for 17 months. Thank you. It's very, very sweet. Appreciate that. And to my spam, which is Chris, 67 months. It's crazy, my dear. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Hang on. Where's my little, to you both? Hearts to you both. Appreciate that very much. It really does help to pay for the website. That's any money that comes in goes towards the website, because the website is a monthly thing that gets paid. So, and if there's not enough money in the website, then that comes from me, like, directly. So any subs that we get, any donations, any anything that comes through Patreon, appreciate it, but everything goes onto the website at the moment, paying for that, which is another kettle of fish, but that's that's a big, that's just such a big pain in WordPress. My god, WordPress is anyway. So yeah, so thank you, ladies. Appreciate that very much. We need better behaving fish. Absolutely. Absolutely. Speaking of fish, you did have a look at next month's April's trading post. We'll get into it in a minute, but oh my god. Geek and Cat Stir. I love it. I'm assuming that Stir. Speaking of cats, Cozzy's here. You can't see him? Can you stop scratching? Hey. Hi. Hi. He won't let me pick him up. So, but he is right here being very cute. Yes, you've been fed. And Daddy's now awake, so you can go meow to Daddy. Yes. Anyway. He's a cute boy. So, yeah. Anyway, let's get into... Where's my stuff? I am...
Coffee is my blood.
Cheers, everyone. Let's do the most important thing, which is everyone take a sip. Whatever you're drinking, whatever your beverage of choice, let's just take a deep breath. Let's have a sip. I made a mocha. I mean, coffee and chocolate, really. A match made in heaven. Of course it is. And it is Easter Sunday, so, you know, you've got to have some chocolate on Easter Sunday. Definitely. All right. Let's have a look. Where's my, where? I can't see my eyes. All right. Let's get into this one. Okay. News. All right. I think there's been a few things, so I think I've captured everything. or the big things, I hope. If I haven't, please let me know, Chuck. I appreciate that. But first off, let's do a couple of congratulations, because people are still being busy, which is fantastic, leveling. So, first off, congratulations to Fares Frost on becoming our 40th Dragonflight Ironman Challenge champion. Yay! Hang on. Well done, Fair. And congratulations to Tazura. Tazura? I think that's right. I'm becoming the 41st Dragonflight Ironman Challenge champion. Again, amazing. Chris, thank you. That's very sweet. Thank you very much. 41 irons. How did we get to 41, guys? That is amazing. I keep saying this. Every time we have an expansion, there's a lot of times when we look at it and think, it's going to be a bit tougher than we thought. We're at 41 irons, which is truly incredible. But well done to both of you. All right, some stuff that has hit. So, while I've been away, patch 10.2.6 dropped. And oh my god. What the what? Did any of us foresee this? Plunderstorm. I can completely say there is no... If you had have said to me, this is what was coming, I would have just been like, really? So did not see that at all. So I can totally understand why they had decided to just go, no, we're dropping it. There's no PTR. There's no nothing. You can't do any checking on it. We'll just drop it like it's hot. And boy, has it been hot. I'm not sure if anyone has been playing in it. Let me get my... I've got some info. Let me drop. Okay. So, let me just open this up. You're a level 15. Well done, Chris. I think I hit level 19. I hate it. I hate it so much. I'm doing it because I want the goddamn stuff. And I am slightly a completionist, and I'm like, I need it. I need it. I hate the PvP. I hate it with a deadly passion. Admittedly, my first time in the whole time that I actually managed to kill someone last night, because the goddamn bastard came and was annoying me while I was trying to get my plunder. And I was a couple of levels higher than him. And I was like, you're taking me on, that's it. You're going down. Normally I do that and I die. But I've been trying to play it. Whereas I just stay away from everyone, get my objective done, and then I go die in the storm. Or sometimes I'll go and let someone kill me. Because I want to, like, get out of there quick. There's a lot of articles. If you're into it, obviously, it's got nothing to do with challenge stones. Absolutely nothing to do with challenge stones. It's not even going to affect your challenge stones. Because it's a separate game. Like, it's... To me, I don't know why they dropped it as a WoW patch. Because... It's not WoW. If that makes sense. It's a separate game. It's to me, it just reminds me of Warcraft Rumble. You know how it's based on Warcraft, on WoW, but it's not WoW. Same, a bit like Hearthstone. You know, they're all based on the World of Warcraft universe and all of that, but it's a separate game. And I think for me, the biggest thing that really frickin' annoys me is you've got to log into the game, and then up on the top of the left-hand side of your screen, it's got like these emblems. And one is, do you want to log in to your toon, or do you want to go and do the Plunderstorm? So if you want to go and do this Plunderstorm, you've got to click up there, which then takes you out of the loading screen and takes you over to the Plunderstorm game. It's a completely different game. So to me, 10.2.6 had nothing to do, as like, I know there are other things, there's mounts, there's achievements and that, but the Plunderstorm itself, don't think they should. That should have been separate. Yeah, it's there, but it's fair. It's like up on the top. Well, for me, it's on the top left, right up the top of when I log into. I see leader, and then up the top, it's like, well, okay, do I want to log into leader? Go for, or do you want to do Plunderstorm? Which then I click on Plunderstorm, and then it takes me over to there. So yeah, it's completely different. So it really annoys me that they added it in. As a PvP thing, I friggin' hate it. I was a huge PvPer back in Wrath. I was fully all in. Like, in Wrath, I was all in. I got quite high on the scope. But I am also a lot older, a lot slower, and I don't give a shit about PvP. Just don't come and annoy me. I don't want to play PvP. I don't want to do it. I just want to get my bloody objective done and get out. So within that, there's 40. They're calling the levels Renown. There's 40 of them. You get cosmetic stuff within Plunderstorm as well as within WoW. So I've just been reading a lot of articles. There's some videos up from various YouTubers and streamers that are, you know, how to try and do it without getting like ganked. It's not easy. These people that are like, oh yeah, I get, you know, I can get 2 games per level of Renown and all this bullshit, and I'm like, I don't know how you're doing it, because I go in and I try and stay away from everyone, and sometimes it takes me 5, 6, 7, 8 games just to go through the circle of Renown, and it's a long grind. For me, it's a long grind. So anyway, so that's the big thing about, for me, 10.2.6 that I noticed. Other than that, there was some achievement stuff. A lot of the other stuff doesn't, I mean, it didn't really affect us at all as a challenge, you know, with challenge turns that I could see. If I've missed anything, let me know. But I went through the patch notes, had a look, and I'm kind of like, eh. It's not one for us to be, you know, to be worried about per se. However, starting tomorrow, I'm going to say tomorrow, today, we do Noble Garden. Again, it's Easter time, Easter bunnies. Spring for you guys, which, you know, I guess that's the big thing with the Easter bunnies. springtime, more mogs to collect. Mm-hmm. Definitely more mogs to collect. Let's have a look. So I did notice there was a couple of things. So starts April 1st, ends on April 8th. It's a week. As per usual, it's only a week. Which isn't too bad. You might get some XP for obviously your challenge tunes other than Bloods. I'm pretty sure that hasn't changed. The stuff still counts as various things. So, like quests and things like that. So, should be okay for your irons, your working man, your green. Just, again, be very careful if you're taking your pacifists out there. Because if there are other people, proximity and all of that. There is a couple of new things that they've added, which I want to talk about. Yes, Fair says, go at odd hours for passies. True. However, looking at Wowhead, but it's got new to Noble Garden 2024. We don't know yet the details, but data mining suggests it will introduce new quests, rewards, and a holiday boss. So that has me concerned for any challenge tune, because we don't know if that means that they're going to stick, like, obviously we're not going into a dungeon. Maybe we are, I don't know. But they're saying ducks have inserted themselves into the event and there is something funny going on with the eggs. Help sort out the chaos with new quests. So, there's new duck storylines that goes on. Some trinket stuff. And then says, could it be the fault of an angry duck druid? Daytan Swift Plume. Disposing of this fiend will give you a chance at his stolen mount. Mount. Hello. And an achievement, Quacked Killer. I need that. So there's a picture of what looks like a carpet. God, we haven't had a carpet since when? Wrath. Wrath? Oh my god.
There's a carpet in
Wad. Okay. It's been a while since we've had a flying carpet. Admittedly, flying carpets were never my
Legion?
Suramah, okay. Flying carpets were never... I think I've got them all anyway, but it was never one of my things. Because they go like this, and with my vertigos, like, I always felt really sick. Riding them, so quite often I'd just jump on them, ride them a little way, and then swap. But that whole motion is very boat like, and I am not good on boats, so just saying. But there is a mount, and I want it, of course, I do. Of course, don't do it on a challenge tune. So there is also a reward pet called the Lovely Duckling. Want it. It's very cute. So yeah, I need that. The trading post also, which we'll get to in a minute. Obviously, there's going to be a whole heap of stuff for the trading post. But there's nothing at the moment that tells me what this, where this boss is going to be. Now, I'm gonna probably do a, I'll do up a write up on the website it will be most probably just a copy paste with adding in the new stuff from the previous years. So it will be there, but it'll also be, because we don't know until it hits what's going to be coming with it. So if you guys find out any information and I have to make adjustments on the website, please let me know. Also, just remember, I will be at work, so so I might just have to, you know, make that adjustment when I can. But I'm hoping to look at doing that later or tomorrow, to at least have some information, and at least to have something to go, please be very, very careful. Okay, so that's my plan for that. So exciting, we're getting new quests. It's gonna be a concern because we know what they did with Lovers in the Air. There was a major change with that, which really Fair, they said, yeah, you hated what Fair says, she hated what they did to Lovers in the Air because they completely revamped it, which fine, but that took away a lot of, especially for your pacifists, doing those little quests that could just give you, you know, just a little bit more XP. Obviously, it's okay for things like your irons, your greens, your working men, but pacifist is very limited in things that you can do. And world events has always been a big thing that passies can participate in and do quests and things that have got no killing. Right, so the fact that they're making these changes is definitely a concern. Fair saying, my irons can't kill things at their level either. Yeah. So, you know, so we'll have to wait and see, as to if it's just we're going around collecting eggs like we have previously for, you know, every other year. I don't know, but there's a whole new storyline. We'll have to wait and see. So just please, if you're jumping in to have a look at it, take your normal tune, take a scout, have a look at it. If you've got any thoughts, if I haven't posted the update to Noble Garden yet, at least jump into Discord, jump on the forums, let people know if you found something out, just so we can be aware of it. And a reminder, it is only for the week. Okay, so it is a very limited limited time. But the big thing is just tread with caution. Okay, so that's Noble Garden, which is starting. Yeah, add in all they want, just leave the old stuff too. I know, and I think that's the thing. We have had this stuff since pretty much like since Day Dot, since it's come in, and then all of a sudden, you know, they've had years and years that they could have made changes, and all of a sudden we've had changes to Lovers in the Air. Now we've got changes to Noble Garden. Like, it just feels a little bit like, oh, god damn it. So yeah. So we will see how that goes. But at the same stage, we also have got the trading post, which I haven't looked at the full, like the achievements for April or anything yet, but I'm sure that there will be Noble Garden stuff in there to have a look at. So again, the good thing about your trading post is anything that you do on a challenge turn will contribute towards, because it is account wide. I totally know what Chris is going for, which I did send her a photo of, because I was watching Soul So Breezy on one of his videos, and he was showing some of the stuff, and it's a shark hat, and I was like, oh my god, one, I need that, but I know who else needs that. It's so cute. Okay. And yes, hat. Alright, so Plunderstorm has a whole heap of stuff that looks like it's to do with trading post items. I'm not going to go through everything. I wanted to see, looks like there's some mounts. There is definitely transmog stuff that I'm probably more interested in, because it lends that spring Noble Garden stuff. So it'll be interesting to see if Noble Garden will also give it, so you don't have to buy it with your tender, because I never seem to have enough tender. Because, like, I want it all. I want it all, and I have to be very select with things that I buy from that. And it's looking like there's a lot of things that I'm like, yep. There's a yellow dress and like a pinky. So it's very, to me, it's very Easter, spring, cute. There's the bonnets, which I can completely see, at least later in a bonnet. That's cute. So there's a whole heap of stuff, but I'm not sure what the requirements are going to be. You know, the usual questing. She's been saving up for it. Excellent. Bonnets for the win. For sure. So there's a whole thing there. So I'll have the post linked in with the show notes, etc. for the show. Otherwise, pop over to Wowhead. As there's always such a huge amount of information there with the things that are coming up. Just remember, yes, for the trading post, yes, you can definitely do some stuff on that will contribute to it. But anything that involves, you know, you're killing, you know, interacting with other people, then hop on a scout, hop on a normal toon, all of that. There's a bow. I didn't have a look at the weapons. The green one? The green with what looks like a jewel in it? Is that it? That is kind of cute. Yeah, I don't mind. That is very cute. Definitely. Says, if Roguester shows up in Stormwind wearing a bonnet, think fights will break out in the end. Fair says, sir, you need a bonnet with your Christmas outfit. Absolutely. Now that they've bought bonnets in, I wonder if we'll get a Christmas bonnet. That would be cute. I mean, yes, we've got the Santa hats, but sometimes they just, you know, you just want to have something else. So anyway, very cute, love it. Again, check it out and just be wary if you're doing any of that stuff, especially in capital cities on your challenge tunes. to be cautious, especially on your passies. Also be cautious if you're in Stormwind, because if the beast crocodile is swimming around, as far as I know, it's still pretty much game over. If you're anywhere near that thing, you're going to get much. And we know we have lost toons over the years. D just said my best friend. Absolutely. Chris's best friend is that cute little crocodile. Little being subjective, babe. Alright. Now, the last thing that I have to mention is Duckman Fair starts next week. So again, if you've got a challenge tune sitting waiting to start, or you want to get one ready to go next weekend, is Darkmoon Fair, just for the week. So again, you know, also to get some a little bit of extra XP, good for, you know, working man, if you've got your professions, to pop down there and get an extra couple points on your professions. That can help sometimes. And also just to run around and be at Dark Moon Fair, one of my favorite places. I still love it. Okay, all right, let's have a look at a state of the challenges what have we got? Words are hard. All right. So we have got, you guys have been busy, which is fantastic. All right, irons. We've got 10. At number 10, we have got Iron Azzy at level 61. Hi, Azzy. Number 9 is WoW is bad game. Okay, interesting name. Level 64, RIP. 8 is Iron Bliss at level 66. 7 is Swampy at level 66. 6 is Iron Moira at level 66, RIP. Number 5, Executioner at level 67.
Not me.
I know it's not you. Number 4 is Nokashi at level 67. 3 is Confox at level 69. 2 is Tazura at level 70, who was our 41st Dragonflight Iron Man. And number 1 was Ferris Frost at level 70, making Fez Mage our 40th, which is sounds like that was hubby, yes. Which is, yeah, I mean, definitely good name. I would say I'm Dee's impressed. Chris, why haven't you like logged in, or Dee logged in? I'm sure you'll get that name on your realm. All right, Bloods. 10. He may be looking for the name now. Of course he is. All right, Bloods, we had 10 Bloods. Again, amazing. Well done, guys. Bloods have been very busy. So, at number 10, we've got Hunting Taco at level 18. 9 is No Gear, level 19. 8 is Druid Time at level 19. 7 is Fancy Taco at level 21, RIP. I don't know, because that's not her usual naming convention, but it's on a different realm, so unless she's also playing on a different realm, because at level 6 is I think a taco tune, which is, hopefully I pronounce it right, Sedulius Taco at level 29, and that's got her normal backwards name, you know, how she does it. So to me, that's the taco one. I don't think the other ones are. Plus, it's not on Worm Rest. It's on a completely different server. Unless she is also playing a different server, which is possible. So, hi, Taco. If you're out there, let us know. Is this you? At number 5 is another Taco. Actually, Taco Inferno at level 29, RIP. So there are some Tacos floating around. Taco, we want to know. Is it you? Floating tacos. All right, number 4 is Azzy BT. Look at him, he's into the BTs as well. Level 31. Number 3 is Gilsar at level 48, RIP. Number 2 is Gertrude at level 63. And number 1 is Liari at level 64. Okay, pacifists. We have got 10 pacifists. Which is, again, well done. Guys, at number 10, we've got Phylu at level 15. 9 is Gala at level 17. 8 is Felon at level 19. 7 is Shonaf at level 24. 6 is Eevee Gathers at level 27, RIP. Oh no, Eevee, wonder what happened. It's no good. Number 5 is Careful at level 35. It's spelt with a K and 2 L's.
Oh, so it's in Mortal Kombat Ease.
I don't know. He says these things, I don't know. I don't know. Okay. Number 4. Linishtik at level 55. 3 is Shalina at level 60. Sorry guys, I know I'm butchering the names, but it's, words are hard. Number 2, Philippe at level 60. And number 1 is Faraday at level 68. Okay, working men. We have got 8 working men. So, number 8, we have got Arthur at level 14. Number 7 is Ekahi, level 18. 6 is Freda at level 20. 5 is Panda War at level 24. 4 is Caliworks at level 44. 3 is Ferduana. I think I got it right, Fair. Level 62. 2 is Ferkadina at level 66. And number 1 is Fenos at level 66. Hopefully I got those ones right for you, Fair. 8 greens this week. So we've got at number 8, Muwatali at level 10. 7 is Dunk Lurin at level 12. 6 is Arvin at level 14. 5 is Green Bee at level 21. 4 is Greeny Sham at level 35. Number 3 is Azzy Green at level 41. Look at Azzy right across the board too. Fantastic. Number 2 is Tharan at level 55, RIP. And number 1 was Tharan Tassa at level 65, RIP. Okay, there was 2 tins. Is Orc War at level 25 and Darren Wee at level 27. And out of the teams, there was only one Iron team out of all of the teams, called Wildfire. They hit level 11 but have been red flagged due to gear quality. So, yeah. Alright, so well done on the leveling. So good to see so many people leveling. Commiserations, we lost a lot. So commiserations on everyone who lost toons over the last week or so. We understand it can be a little bit hard to get back started. I think most of us can take a death a little bit roughly. I know I can, for sure. But you know, for those of you that do get back on the horse and go again, fantastic, well done. But yeah, so well done on everyone keeping busy. All right. So let's have a look. So I think I've covered all the news. Did I miss anything? Let me know. If I did, as I said, I had a look at Wowhead, and it's all the stuff that I'm sure there's like some fine stuff, but I think I've covered everything. So so hopefully, if not, let me know. All right, let's do this one. Works. Yay. I'm a little... Alright, okay, so my husband told me this joke, and I said, I need it for the show. And he said, no. And I said, yes.
I found it on Reddit.
He found it on Reddit, yes. I don't know if I have said this one a few years ago, but I was just like, yes, I need it. I need it for the show. So, here we go. Why can't all bears go to Australia? They have to be koalified. That's the wrong one.
Yes, I'm here.
That's the wrong one. I've... I need a laugh one. Have I got a laugh one? What's this one? I don't have a laugh one. Oh, now I'm very sad. Okay. Alright. I need a laugh track. Alright. If anyone's got one in chat, let me know. I thought drop would be in there somewhere. Yeah, I know, right? What was I watching the other day that had to do with Australia and everyone thinks about drop bears, but the biggest... What was it? The biggest problem was something else. Wasn't to do with drop bears. Anyway. Alright, I think I've covered everything. So if you've got any jokes, your wildlife will eat you. Yeah. Just stay away from them. Treat them with a very healthy respect of not being anywhere near them. Saying, like, if you go to North Queensland, the last thing that you want to be doing... I'm sorry. If you go to North Queensland and you're going to go swimming in a goddamn creek or something like that, that is on you. But... You don't. You just... You don't. Not in North Queensland. Absolutely.
I just want to get eaten.
Exactly. That's pretty much like what Chris said. You will get eaten. And, I mean, look, there are constantly... I don't think we hear about a lot down here. It's probably more local news up north in Cairns, Townsville, those, you know, those places. But even when I lived in Rockhampton and Mackay, which is a lot south to typically where crocodiles were, both salt and freshwater, they were there. They're there. Like, my brother's constantly saying, you know, that there's been crocs seen down the creek near where they are, and he lives on the ocean, so you know, so it's like anything, you've just got to be super careful, the same as if you're going to go swimming in the ocean. There are things that live in the ocean. That's where they live. We don't live in the ocean. So, stress is hard in some places. Humans are not at the top of the food chain. Well, they might be, but not in the way that we think. They might be the top of the food chain for...
Food chain, not the menu.
They're on top of the food menu for their dinner. Yes. Yeah, like swimming in your ocean during shark migration. Exactly. So it's like anything. Be careful. The same as I'm gonna say what, Florida and gators. Yeah? Like, I would say don't go swimming in the water in Florida. Where else? Like the places that would have gators, Florida and sharks as well. Exactly. So, you know, just be very mindful. Mind you, there was what was I watching? I was watching a video a couple of weeks ago. Might have been towards the beginning of my holidays. There'd been the big storm up north, or it might have been last month or whenever it was, and the dad was like, a big massive storm had swept through somewhere in North Queensland. I can't remember exactly where it was, and he was tidying up, you know, pulling all the branches and everything, and the kids, and they would have been, I'm gonna say 7, 8, 9, they weren't hugely old, they were gonna go and jump in the pool. So they had a pool. Kids, you saw the kids jump in the pool. Then they got out and they came over to Dad. And they said, Dad, there's a crocodile in the pool. And you can see the father. It's just like, there's no crocodile in the pool. What are you doing? Comes over to the pool. Sure enough, right on the bottom, as he's looking, he's going, there's no crocodile in the, oh my god, there's a crocodile in the pool. Right down the bottom. It was a baby crocodile. It would have been no bigger than 40 centimeters, but still, a 40 centimeter bite from those teeth on the kids, it definitely would have hurt. So he was like, everyone out of the pool. So, yeah, I'm pretty sure that was somewhere up North Queensland. It was just like, exactly. You just, even in your pools, you need to be careful. So, again, that's my PSA announcement for anywhere that might have crocodiles, gators, anything that might get in there.
Chops.
Be very careful. All right. Okay, I think we've covered everything. Covered everything that we need to. So, let's go on to, let's wrap up and let's go through our Iron Elite. So, again, huge thank you to Fair and Chris. Thank you for your, resubs again. Thank you for the bits, Chris. Much appreciated. Again, all of that, all of that goes towards the website. So thank you very much for that. Appreciate that. Okay, to our Iron Elite. So to Awesome Trousers, Execute, Fair, Chris W, Leader, Mark, Mr. Nisi, Mrs. Rokuru, Rudd, Stir, Stone, Tiber, aka Tiber, Winema, Zaya, and Zep. Thank you very much for your support. It is greatly appreciated. Also, huge thank you to our WoW Challenges team for all that you guys do. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thank you for modding here, Discord, website stuff. So, you know, I appreciate all that you guys do to help me out. So thank you very much. Also to our Code Wardens, Zaya and Rudd. Thank you for keeping things moving, for checking when we have people that are like, I'm not sure what's happened, that look into and make adjustments with all the new stuff that's been coming in with some of the account-wide stuff, especially for Bloodthirsties. So thank you guys, appreciate that. And again, thank you guys for hanging out with me today. Appreciate you giving of some time to be here. So Fair, Chris, thank you. Geek and Catster. Thanks for that. Who else? Dave was here. Thanks, Dave, for popping in. Not sure who else is here, but thank you to anyone who's just sitting there chilling. Appreciate that. All right, so I will be back in 2 weeks. So again, we'll stick to the 2 weeks. Test disorder settings. Yeah, no worries. Let me know if you want to make it your primary one, and I'll swap over mod stuff for you. But if you're not, if you're just going to use it, then that's fine. But let me know. So April 13th, 7 p.m. Eastern. So just a reminder that, like, for me, that's now 9 a.m. Brisbane time. So if you've had change in time, just be aware of that, whether it's Australia, US, UK, Europe, etc. Alright, so website is wowchallenges.com. You will find all of the information there for socials, downloading any of the episode stuff. If you want to contact me, the easiest way would be podcast@wowchallenges.com. Thank you very much. Mrs. Rokuru, hello. Yes, the time has changed. I know. Keeping up with time zones is one thing I still don't get used to. Thank you very much for your resub. 54 months. Wow. Thank you very much. It's very sweet. She says, oh, damn, did I get the timings wrong for this one? Bugger morning, WoW Challenges and chat. It's okay. Thank you for popping in, and thank you for supporting the channel and the website. That's the main thing. We greatly appreciate that. So give you... Oh, that didn't last very long. That's fine. I shouldn't have pressed it loud and long enough. There we go. Thank you for that. If you want to find me, please just jump over. The easiest place is probably linktree.com/LetaWow, which is LETAWOW, which gives you all of the places of my socials, how you can contact me. So if you need to, otherwise definitely Discord. Just remember time zones. I go back to work on Tuesday, so if I'm slow at replying to you, please know I'll get to you like as soon as I viably can. So yeah. That's it. I think we've covered everything. So I'm just gonna say once again, huge thank you to both Mr. Nisi and Execute for the intro and the outros. We appreciate them helping out with that. We love both intro and outros. It makes it, they're both, they're lovely. They're lovely. We like having our intros and outros. So to both of them, thank you very much. Greatly appreciate it. And I guess on that note, I think we've covered everything. So we might sign off. And we'll see you back in 2 weeks. So again, please stay safe both in and out of game. And we'll be back here on Saturday, April 13th at 7 p.m. Eastern. Alrighty. Bye.
The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Leta, copyright 2024. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. Music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod and Incomputech.com, as well as from bensound.com. No copyright infringement is intended.